Chapter 5. Dr. Seward and Arthur were very worried. Lucy was very ill. She was unable to breathe easily, and she was very pale. Dr. Seward wrote to Dr. Van Helsing, "Please come back. Lucy is dying." Dr. Van Helsing came back to England. He looked at Lucy's neck. He said, "She's losing blood. She's losing blood from the marks on her neck. I don't know why." Arthur gave some of his blood to Lucy. "Dr. Seward, stay with Lucy tonight. Don't sleep. Watch her," said Dr. Van Helsing. Dr. Seward sat next to Lucy's bed all night. Lucy woke the next morning. She was much better. Van Helsing said, "Do the same tonight." Dr. Seward was very tired. He fell asleep. The next morning, Lucy lost too much blood. Her lips were white and she was weak. Dr. Seward felt guilty. He gave Lucy some of his blood. Dr. Seward went home. Van Helsing stayed with Lucy. Dr. Seward fell asleep. He dreamed about Lucy's neck. He woke up. "The marks on her neck look like bite marks," he thought. Dr. Seward went back to Lucy's house. A box arrived for Van Helsing. It had garlic in it. He made Lucy a necklace of garlic. He made her wear it. Dr. Seward thought, "This is very strange." Van Helsing put garlic around the whole room. "She will be safe now," said Van Helsing. Dr. Seward and Van Helsing went home. The next day, they went to see Lucy. Lucy's mother opened the door. "You made the house smell horrible. I got rid of all that garlic. I opened all the windows. The smell is gone now," she said. "You stupid woman!" Van Helsing shouted. Dr. Seward and Van Helsing ran to Lucy. She was nearly dead. Van Helsing gave her his blood. He put more garlic in her room. He went to see Lucy's mother. "Never take anything out of her room," he said. Lucy got better. Dr. Van Helsing went back to his hotel. Dr. Seward went back to the asylum. Renfield attacked Dr. Seward. He cut the doctor's wrist. Dr. Seward bled on the floor. Renfield drank the blood off the floor. "Blood is life," Renfield said. Van Helsing was worried about Lucy. He sent a telegram to Dr. Seward saying, "Stay with Lucy tonight." But the telegram didn't arrive until the next day, so Dr. Seward didn't go and see Lucy. A large wolf escaped from the zoo. Lucy was asleep in her bed. She woke up. The wolf howled outside. Her mother was scared, so she came into Lucy's room. The wolf broke the window. Lucy's mother pulled the garlic from around Lucy's neck. She had a heart attack and died. The wolf disappeared. The four maids in the house ran to Lucy's room. "Mrs. Westenra is dead," they said. They went to the dining room. They all needed a glass of wine. The wine was drugged. The maids all fainted. Lucy was so scared, she wrote about the night in her diary. She hid the pages in her bodice.